This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. After weeks of waiting, the Supreme Court has decided on the ABC versus Aereo case, and the court ruled against the video streaming startup and in favor of broadcasters. Sam Gustin writes about tech policy for Vice's Motherboard. Sam, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Ben.
What does this ruling hinge on?
In a nutshell, the Supreme Court ruled that Aereo is guilty of copyright infringement because Aereo's service constitutes a public performance. So it's a sound defeat for Aereo, and Aereo is done. That's it.
I know that Aereo CEO Chet Kanoja said he had no plan B. What does it tell us about the court's understanding of the technology being used and television viewing in 2014?
Well, I think one thing that it tells us is that the court is sympathetic to the arguments of the major broadcasters and the rights holders who for the last 2 years have been saying that Aereo's conduct amounts to outright theft, that we transmit this highly valuable content. Aereo grabs it out of the air for free, turns around, and sells it to its subscribers for approximately $10 a month. That's theft. And the Supreme Court agreed.
Just as a user, one of my questions looking at this ruling is how the court views what Aereo does as fundamentally different from a company that actually sells or rents antennas that I would put on my television to pick up the same signals that the broadcasters are sending out that Aereo picks up.
What the court is saying is that Aereo's audience does not constitute you or me individually, as would be the case if we went to Radio Shack and bought an antenna.
What does this tell us about innovating in the television space and what startups face when they try and do that?
The big takeaway here is that the court simply didn't buy Aereo's technological argument. And I'm reminded of Second Circuit Judge Denny Chin's comment a year ago when he called Aereo service a, quote, Rube Goldberg-like contrivance that is nifty, but that's all it is. It's basically a gimmick. And in essence, the Supreme Court agreed with him.
Sam Gustin is reporting on tech policy for Vice's Motherboard. Sam, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Ben.